In the Upper Peninsula, the UP 200. That shouldn't that be the UP 228? I mean, that's how many miles it is. Sled Dogs. Ryan Anderson, the winner. He's from Wisconsin. Wisconsin was certainly in the news over the weekend. Whoa. He wins. And this really takes over the Upper Peninsula. Captures a ton of attention. UP native Glenn Stevens with Mish Auto, their executive director, under the Detroit Chamber. He's up there and enjoying all this outdoor activity. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's not early for the UP. UPers get up early, don't they, pretty much?
They get up early. And actually, Dave, believe it or not, I'm actually back in downtown Detroit this morning heading into the office. So I covered ground this weekend.
Yeah, you made it back quickly. You were up in the home stomping ground. So that's Marquette vicinity, isn't it?
I grew up in Marquette, and it was a wonderful place to grow up. And it's wonderful place to be right now.
How many folks were there for the race? I mean, how much does the population of Marquette swell for the UP 200?
Pretty significant. I actually looked up the numbers. They have somewhere around 5,000, 7,000 people downtown on Friday night.
Holy
smoke. Is a lot. So that swells pretty big. About 2,500 to 3,000 people come in from out of town, and it gives it about a $2.5 million economic shot in the weekend for the region or the area up there. So it's pretty significant. That may not sound like a lot, but that's a lot for up there, and it's very meaningful.
Sure, and everything's still. The bay there is frozen in pretty well by now, isn't it? I would think it would be, at least past the ore dock going out, or not.
It is and it isn't. I was down at the lighthouse early Saturday morning, and there is quite a bit of free water, surprisingly. There's a lot of ice buildup, but it is not frozen solid like it is many years.
All right. And I told over the weekend, I told Glenn that one time I did race. I didn't race, but I drove a sled of dogs on Fife Lake, which is real close to Traverse City. But it's a decent-sized lake. I mean, you go around the perimeter of it, it's not like, okay, hop on with the dogs, go 100 feet. No, no, no. And it was cold, and it was frozen, and it was exciting. I felt like I was, reading Jack London again, The Call of the Wild. It was just amazing. The mini Iditarod here, the mini UP 200. But it's not easy, and these guys get together. They train these dogs. It's really quite a sight. The opposite of that is, I guess, taking your snowmobile out and having it be all electric and silent, but moving through the snow. This is a real deal now, isn't it? It's happening.
Yes, it is. I saw lots of mushers and lots of pups on Friday, but I'll tell you what, I don't think I've ever seen more snowmobiles in the UP than I saw over the weekend. They are everywhere. And, of course, they're on the road coming back last night.
Well, they do such a good job with those trails that crisscross the roads, too, that get you where you want to go.
The trail system in the Upper Peninsula, and a good friend of mine and an entrepreneur, Dave Olala, has a map that shows every trail pretty much in the Upper Peninsula. So it is a snowmobiler's paradise when you're up there. And they were everywhere. I mean, they are literally, and you can imagine what they do for the economy. So it's pretty significant, but they're changing. You're right, Dave. You just hit on a great point. So many things are electrifying, and snowmobiles are one of them. And really, we're trying to make the UP and Michigan a focus for that intersection of manufacturing, innovation, mobility, and the outdoors. That's the focus. That's really the reason I was up there.
So how much of it did you see? Is it talk at this point? Are there real examples out there? I mean, I expect to see every time I go in the UP, I expect to see people also on, their ATVs driving these quads and going all over the place. And I imagine at some point those are going to electrify too. It kind of stands to reason. But is that day today? Is it tomorrow? Is it 5 years from now, 10 years from now, or what?
That day is right now today. In fact, there was quite a few folks up there talking about this issue. We had a meeting with Director Eichinger from the DNR, Susan Corbin from LEO, and Quentin Messier from the MEDC. Everybody was up there, and obviously they're up there to do, their networking and they're connecting. But really,
right,
the meetings we had were about this. How do we make sure that Michigan's positioned to capitalize on a market which is here and now? And that outdoor industry and that outdoor innovation industry and that intersection with mobility is exploding right now.
How are we positioned, though? If it's exploding, is the state in the right place for this at the right time? Are we playing catch-up on that? Places for people. We just mentioned the trail system, but how about places to plug in? That's not something you think about. My wife and I looked at some property up there once. I said, what's the access like in the wintertime? And the guy looked at me. He's like, with your snowmobile? Oh, you're good to go. Yeah, you're good to go, eh? I'm like, okay. But now you want a place to plug in. Are we up to date with that, or is that going to come still?
Well, we've got a lot of work to do there, but the focus is there. So when you look at, like the Office of Future Mobility and the MDDC and MDOT and LEO and Eagle, they're all actually working together. It's a very coordinated effort to look at not just electrifying for vehicles on the road, but also the outdoor rec industry. So I think there's a big focus. But to your point, other places want to own this. Colorado, Arkansas, Utah, they're all investing very significantly in this space.
Huh. Did you drive back over the bridge, or did you fly back from KI Sawyer back to
Detroit?
Oh, no.
I drove, I do it halfway because my folks are in the Petoskey area now.
Okay.
So I kind of break it up, which makes it palatable. But I had clear roads, but I will tell you, it was... On Friday night, it was snowing sideways, and those mushers, man, that's a hardy group, I'll tell you.
Yeah, there's no question about that. They have, and those dogs are amazing athletes that they're trained. They're trained for that, and they do really well. Every dog knows his place in that particular pack, and they're not identical carbon copies of one another. Glenn Stevens is the executive director of Mich Auto. That's a division of the Detroit Chamber Electrifying. It made electrifying news because it is coming to outdoor rec in Michigan, and it's arrived now. Snowmobiles, quads, you name it. Glenn, great to have you on. Great to have you back here in the LP, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Stay safe, all right?
Thanks, Dave. Have a great week.
You too. 1320 WILS.